This is the new talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts. In podcast 523, we're going inside a parade. Now, it is a beautiful summer day. It is gorgeous. The sun is amazing. And it's going to be a great day for a parade. And it makes me think about the fact that summer will fade eventually. And so I'm going to take an early shot for Ryan Plumbing and Heating to remind people to make sure all of your systems have been checked and are running right. Right now, they're running a special on water heaters if you visit ryanplumbing.com. If you need emergency service, Ryan Plumbing has been around for four generations in St. Paul. You can call 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan Plumbing, metro-wide from St. Paul. That means the suburbs, too. They can get a plumber to you pretty much wherever you are in the metro. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Once again, the numbers are 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. They do great emergency service as well. Again, if you want reliable service, that means you want reliable Ryan Plumbing. 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Residential and business, Ryan Plumbing and Heating.
So this is the Panorama of Progress parade in Lakeville, Minnesota. And there are a boatload of people here. A lot of people. A classic summer event. Fabulous. And I'm following the Jason Lewis throne of candidacy. He's not in it, but it's in a Chevy truck in front of me. I'm smelling mini donuts and...
Through the miracle of audio production, I can make notes while I'm in the truck, in the parade as well.
I got my lights on. I never get to put the lights on, so that's really exciting. Got the ambulance lights running. And that's fun. And I got to get somebody back here to go back in the back of the truck and get my phone so I can take some pictures.
So enter Mary Catherine, who
what is, up.
Is working for Jason Lewis, a volunteer. She was running alongside the truck, and I got her to come in and grab my phone and some other stuff. But yeah, this is Lakeville, Minnesota. It goes back to the 1850s when they built a road or something connecting military forts in St. Paul and Faribault. Shortly after they built the fort, then it became a town. In Panorama of Progress, or Pano Prog, in Lakeville.
Can you do me a favor? Mary.
Was originally held to celebrate the opening of the Air Lake Industrial Park and the growth and the progress of Lakeville going back to 1967. Now, if you're not from Minnesota or the Twin Cities, Lakeville is like 20 miles straight south from the Twin Cities. It's one of the fastest growing towns in the state.
No, I got it.
It's not like it's like
about 60,000 people out here, give or take.
Okay.
Which makes it pretty big.
It's okay. It's no big deal.
By small town standards.
Got it.
So yeah, parades are a ton of fun. And if you're running for Congress or you're volunteering, this is what you're doing. You're walking in parades, you're handing out literature, and you're going to be doing this until early fall.
Hey, what are you doing in my truck?
Nothing.
Are you campaigning for somebody?
Jason Lewis.
Oh, my God. Jason Lewis.
Jason Lewis. Do you want a sticker?
The CEO of the Bob Davis Podcast prevents me from actually putting one on.
But, I will put it here.
Yeah, and everybody wants you to campaign for him.
Thank you.
And I try to stay out of it, but I did want to be in the parade, so.
So you said I could announce.
Oh, yeah, you can say it. I can't.
How do I do?
I don't know.
I mean announce it like in the PA.
Oh, you want to announce it in the PA?
Yeah.
What we're going to do in this podcast is take you inside one of these parades with its campaigning, as you're hearing. This time for Jason Lewis, who's running for Congress in Minnesota's 2nd District. And as this gets underway, we're starting to roll now. I'm going to talk in between Mary's exhortations for people to vote and the conversation in general inside Mobile Podcast Command as we roll through the panorama of Progress Parade in Lakeville.
Get out and vote for Jason. I don't know what they're doing. They've taken over the PA
on this beautiful, brilliant, sunny and warm July afternoon.
She's telling him.
I'm telling him.
In that deep female voice of hers.
I do have a deep.
Now they're throwing things at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have Jason Lewis, Minnesota, Mr. Wright. Welcome to the
podium. Yeah, he's not in the truck because would constitute an endorsement.
He's over there in the yellow shirt saying hello.
Lakeville.
Dave Thompson
is in the heart of the 2nd District, the 2nd Congressional District in Minnesota. And there is a pretty intense struggle going on here. And it's not between Republicans and Democrats. It's between Republicans in this race for the 2nd District seat, which has been held by Congressman John Klein since 1998. So you have four Republicans competing to run against Democrat Angie Craig in an August 9th Republican primary, as you just heard, which is why we're at this parade. And that includes Matthew Erickson, John Howe, Jason Lewis, and Darlene Miller. Matt Erickson is the district's chief Trump supporter. John Howe is a former state senator and mayor of Red Wing, Minnesota. Of course, Jason is a former talk show host, my friend, and political commentator. And Darlene Miller is the CEO of a company which is apparently also a defense contractor.
We're all dorks.
And the fireworks just started when Congressman Klein endorsed Darlene Miller, who withdrew from the endorsement race at the CD2 convention back in May. That same convention endorsed Jason Lewis to run as a Republican for the seat John Klein is retiring from.
Which might be kind of fun. As long as they're a Democrat.
So now all the candidates are going to have to battle it out in the August 9th primary in the 2nd District, which Lakeville, of course, is just a part of, but it's an important and representative part of the 2nd District. Now, I know John Klein, and I've known Jason for many years. Jason and I worked together at KSTP and News Talk, and I don't endorse candidates. I'm not telling you who to vote for. Jason's a friend of mine, obviously, as you're going to hear, and you have heard. Most people know it. But they invited me to come out and ride behind their truck, and so I said, you know what, I'm going in the parade and run my lights and turn on my ambulance and everything else. And there's my ambulance siren. And then, of course, Mary Catherine took over the PA, and I let her. So you're going to hear a lot of of her exhortations to vote for Jason. And, you know, you can take it as an endorsement or not. I don't care who you vote for.
August 9th, vote for them in the primary. Vote for them. Dave's not running for me.
They're not listening to you anyway.
That's true. They're not listening to me?
But this is interesting, this fight in the 2nd District between Republicans.
This is hilarious.
Jason Lewis, Minnesota's Mr. Right, over there in the yellow shirt.
This does not constitute
vote for Jason Lewis.
An endorsement. Let me have that for a second. This does not constitute an endorsement on my part. I'm just the driver. It's just my truck. They've taken it over. They jumped in here. I happened to leave one of the doors locked, and they took over.
Vote for Jason Lewis.
See, now we have story content.
We do have story content.
We have a plot line.
Oh, we do have a plot line.
I guess the big fight started when Jason took some slightly different opinions about foreign policy in one of my podcasts. And, you know, Klein's people and Darlene Miller's people kind of characterized it incorrectly. And I asked people to listen to the podcast and hear his point of view, which is basically that you can't have small government at home and big government abroad. It's controversial, but he tends to think that the two go hand in hand. And it's a difficult question because it involves core issues on foreign policy. But the thing is, and I've talked a lot about foreign policy in these podcasts, and we're going to have to rethink our foreign policy. And it doesn't come out of a box. It is not a plug-and-play, polyglot, process where you pull different things from the 1980s and plug them in to the current time frame.
Stickers only go out to smart people. If you're a smart person, you can get a Jason Lewis sticker.
And I think some of the issue, as I said, is that you can't take foreign policy from 1998 and mix it up and then plug it in. Things have changed. A lot of it started with the Ron Paul thing, but also because of the knock-on effects of war in Iraq and Afghanistan in the United States. And now we have new challenges, some based on what happened with ISIS and Syria, also China, Russia, and emerging conflicts, as well as economic issues in emerging economies and with those same countries worldwide. You cannot just, as I said, use plug-and-play modules from these different ideas in different areas of U.S. foreign policy. We have to have new thinking and new ideas about U.S. foreign policy.
Supposedly, some number, like a lot of Democrats voted for Trump, which is not potentially not good.
No, it's not. Should I say don't vote for Trump?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to say that.
You know, what's interesting about this particular race, as I said before, not only do you have an endorsed candidate now having to be primaried by Darlene Miller, but you have...
The earth is hollow. There are people living down there.
You know, you say this kind of crazy stuff in parades and they love it. You know, you have a situation where Democrats are absolutely salivating over the opportunity to run, a candidate against a weakened... endorsed candidate. So they love to see the Republicans fighting each other out there in the second district. So it's a consternation. It's consternating, if such a word exists. And it's bizarre, actually, to watch this process. Now, we've already talked a lot about foreign policy. One of the things that comes up, these days in relation to foreign policy is trade and economics and the trade agreements, especially as it pertains to foreign policy and economics. And
took over.
Bob Davis is crazy.
I know, we need to do something about that. Wait a minute.
Oh.
This is like a vintage ambulance. This is a vintage siren right here.
That's pretty sweet. Do it again.
I want to talk to Jason at the end of this podcast, at the end of the parade here, about his ideas on trade, because I think that's becoming a really key issue in this election.
Vote for Jason Lewis, August 9th in the primary.
Well, now, today is beautiful. It's beautiful, brilliant sunshine, and it comes on the heels of a giant storm, which knocked down a lot of trees, caused a lot of damage in places like Lakeville and various parts of the metro, especially in suburban or exurban areas or rural areas. And it is summer in Minnesota, which means we get heat and humidity and we get storms. And we get storms with high winds and usually on the heels of those storm, hail. And that means water damage. It means hail damage. It means damage to the exterior of your home. Now, usually what happens in these neighborhoods where these things happen is immediately you'll get people knocking at your door offering to fix the storm damage on your home. And they can always give you a great deal. Sometimes they demand partial payment up front or complete payment up front, and then they disappear or they do shoddy work. And the thing is, you don't know who these people are. And when you're talking to them, you want to get it fixed and you're worried about it, especially if it's your parents who might be aging and they just want to get it fixed. Well, what do you do? The answer is you call a name that you know, and that would be Cairo Contracting. Cairo Contracting has been around for 15 years. They've been in business in the Twin Cities area for 15 years. Ed Cairo was born and raised in the Twin Cities in St. Paul and Bloomington. Cairo Contracting is a Better Business Bureau accredited business. So because Ed Cairo is a local guy, you know that he's not going anywhere. He's been doing residential and commercial roofing, siding, gutters, and window repair and installation for 15 years. And Cairo Contracting are storm damage specialists. I mentioned hail. I'll just tell you this one more time because I've been talking about it in the podcast. I found out from Ed that hail damages shingles in the following way. You know, you get hail damage on your roof and it starts to deteriorate the shingles and then you start getting leaks. So this is something that you have to address right away. For 15 years, Cairo Contracting, residential and business business exterior remodeling experts and storm damage specialists. Cairo Contracting, the name you know when it comes to storm damage repair and exterior remodeling, residential and commercial. Cairo Contracting, 612-702-2357. That's 612-702-2357. Cairo Contracting.
No, that would not be good. That would not be good.
All right, so we're coming up to the end of the parade, and I'm going to grab Jason and talk to him about some of this stuff.
There you go.
Good job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Why don't we do it right now and have some fun here?
Well, I just was in this parade in Lakeville, and Jason Lewis's people aggressively took over my ambulance and began campaigning because I brought the PA. They couldn't apparently bring a PA, so that I took a PA. But so the primary's on August 9th. You're out here campaigning. How's it been going?
Well, it's been going great since you showed up. I mean, the only reason we had a group on our parade stop is because Bob Davis was in the... Bob Davis is in the building. He's in the parade. No, it was great. It was fun. This is like 6 or 7, maybe 8 parades we've done so far to date. And I got to say, you know, let's be honest, in every campaign and in all this process, there's some things you don't like, but this isn't one of them. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, parades are fun.
Yeah.
I agree. So the primary is August 9th, and
yeah,
apparently it wasn't good enough that you would be the endorsed candidate in the 2nd District. This is becoming quite a controversial race on the Republican side, which, you know.
Well, it's only controversial, Bob, because unlike the Democrats, we're dealing with this internecine nonsense that is just not necessary. I mean, frankly, we need to rally around a candidate. I'm going to be the nominee. We don't need this. We're going to have our hands full in the fall. So I hate to see, to be perfectly blunt, other Republicans jeopardizing our ability in the fall to hold on to the seat.
What's the issue?
I have no idea. We've got the overwhelming support. We've got the endorsement. The polls look good. I don't know. If I could read somebody else's mind or predict interest rates, I'd be doing something else. But who knows? I know it's unnecessary.
What do people ask you about when you're out here? Like when you talk to people in the parade, and you talk to people after, because all the candidates are doing this, but I mean, what do they ask about aside from we missed you on the radio?
Well, it sounds like a cliche, but they really do want to dramatically change the system. And that's why Bernie Sanders, that's why Donald Trump have some traction. People see the parties playing between the 40-yard lines in many cases. They see the red versus blue nonsense, putting party above principle, and they're just tired of it, and they want serious change. I tell people, Bob, reminds me of 1980. If you remember 1976, you're old enough to remember that, right? What?
Really?
Exactly. You were a lot of fun before running water. You remember that. Used to be electricity. I've changed it to running water. They're all the same old jokes. But in 76, the Democrats ran this ad of Reagan when he was running against Ford. And it was just a black picture. It said, President Reagan goes black. Think about it. Like, it would be just unbelievable to elect this guy. He's too dangerous. He's this or that. And 4 years later, people were falling over themselves to vote for the guy because after 4 years of malaise, they wanted change. So I sense a very similar scenario to 1980.
Is this a malaise, or is this, I hate to use this phrase, the new normal? I mean, are we living through a malaise? Is that what's going on? Is
I
this
think so.
Like the 1970s?
You know, people can talk about anything they want, but the bottom line is I think families in this economy still feel as though they're one paycheck away from a total disaster. Look what happened to Blue Cross Blue Shield getting the latest to get out of MinSure and Obamacare. So they're going to be a whopping, what, one company in MinSure maybe? And premiums are going to then really skyrocket as though they haven't already, right? So people look at that and they say, yeah, don't tell me this economy's going great guns. We haven't grown 3% in 1 year during the Obama years.
That's true.
And so people are saying, and they're not, you know, that's not manifest out there because the pundits and certainly some candidates want to talk about something else. But that I sense that. That's palpable to me out here.
Well, I'm wondering whether the same solutions are going to, because this is what you heard from Ted Cruz. We're going to lower tax rates and we're going to cut the deficit.
let's
be honest. And that's going to solve all these problems.
Well, let's look. One of the reasons that people are so distrustful, and I'll give you a perfect example, was budget sequestration. And you and I have talked about this before, I believe. But in 2011, we had the budget deal. Obama, unbelievably enough, signed on to it. So if we couldn't come up with entitlement reform, we would cut domestic discretionary 10% across the board. And that included Republican programs and Democrat programs. It was working. It lowered the deficit by a few hundred billion. We actually had real cuts. They weren't cuts in the baseline growth. They were real cuts.
And in defense as well.
It wasn't across just, the board. Yeah. It was across the board. Right. And that is the sort of you know, attitude where you got to go to Washington and say, look, there's no sacred cows. We got to cut everybody's program. And if everybody has skin in the game, and I'm not talking about draconian cuts. I'm talking about a modicum of fiscal responsibility. But if everybody feels they have skin in the game, and it's not this party versus this party, the country will step up. And that's what we're about.
So
that is different, though, to your point.
Well, it's different in the sense that it doesn't seem to me that the same solutions are going to work with the types of problems we have right now. My sense is that the biggest economic problem we have right now is all of this. It's the balance sheets of the central banks, not just in the United States, and it's the corporate debt and the sovereign debt across the world.
The great irony, and this goes to Japan in the lost decade and goes to the New Deal in 1938 after, you know, I remember Treasury Secretary Henry, well, I don't remember, but I've read Treasury Secretary Henry, yeah, exactly, Morgenthau said, look, we've had 6 years of spending and we're in the same place we were before, right. 1938. But to your point about the monetary policy, it's a very good one because what happened is engineering all that debt initially gave us these asset bubbles in tech stocks in the 90s, then housing, now maybe bonds, maybe stocks. But what it also gave us was this massive debt load. So now they can't really engineer another fake recovery by creating fiat money, because the balance sheets are full of debt.
Well, that was my point about the same solutions.
Right, that will not work. Fed's out of tools. And what fundamentally has happened is we've tried to have the central bank monetary policy make up for bad fiscal policy. There's no magic bullet here. We got to go to Washington and make certain that the Fed doesn't have to monetize the debt because we're not spending as much. And that's the one thing politicians don't want to do, cut spending.
They would much rather have it be monetized because that's the easy way out. So my sense is that your opponent in the Republican primary, August 9th, Miller, right, is trying to position you as a trade protectionist. Her involvement with the Clinton initiative and everything else. Are you a trade protectionist? Are you in line with the Trump view these treaties?
I am a Ricardian. I believe in David Ricardo's comparative advantage and specialization. That's all a good thing. But the problem with the trade deals is they're currently constructed by multilateral organizations. They don't resemble country A and country B getting together and saying, okay, I'll drop my tariffs, you drop your tariffs, sign this piece of paper, we're done. That's free trade. This looks more like the tax code, where certain corporations get special carve-outs of these deals. In fact, if you look at TPP, there's a special exemption for the number of automobiles from one company that can come into L.A.'s port. That's not a trade deal. That's a ridiculous tax code carve-out.
Well, that's why they take 25 years to negotiate, and then that's the excuse to say, well, it took 25 years to negotiate, and yet, another Republican, Tom Emmer, voted for that. So,
well, look,
do the Republicans vote for that? And if they don't, are they against free trade, or are you with Donald Trump, who says these are bad deals and we need to either renegotiate them or...
I'm a free trader. Specialization is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like it during the day when I don't have to turn on my light bulbs. That saves me money. So I just take this free labor called the sun. Doesn't cost me anything. Puts light bulb manufacturers out of work. But, that's a silly notion of... It was actually a Frederick Bastiat had the petition of the candle makers because they wanted everybody's shades to come up during the day to keep candle makers in business. Protectionism to that degree is silly. But that doesn't mean the trade deals as they're currently constructed are good. You can have free trade and do bilateral negotiations. Say, you drop your tariffs, I'll drop mine. But these deals end up becoming special interest carve-outs all too often. So you've got to scrutinize them. And Congress needs a vote on them.
And just to talk about Miller a little bit. So what do you make of the Clinton Global Initiative and the stuff with the president's, isn't that someone that's working across the aisle and
I think the establishment in both parties, certainly, but the establishment even in our party got really nervous when they looked at our candidacy and said, oh, this guy could win and actually change some things. So they found an establishment candidate, and they're doing all the things establishment candidates do. which means if that person ever gains power, there's not going to be a dime's worth of difference than what's going on right now. And that's the great debate right now. That's the great fight. You either want change or you don't.
So it's always fun to go inside a parade on a beautiful, brilliant summer afternoon. It reminded me of Napa when I was out there a couple of falls ago. It was so perfect in Lakeville on this Saturday. And, of course, the parade conversation is always a ton of fun while you're driving along.
It should be relatively easy to achieve that.
It's my dream in life is to own a Duplex.
What are you waiting for, man?
Plus, with everything being so heavy right now, it's great to just have fun. And I thank everybody.
He's the handsome man in the audience.
Thanks to Mary Catherine for her commentary, and Inge Ingbritsen for the sound of the trumpet, and everybody in Lakeville.
It's Matt Dean, I think. Is that Matt Dean?
Thanks again to Cairo Contracting for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Remember, if you have storm damage, they're the people to call, and you can get the number right off the top of the BobDavisPodcast.com. There's a big yellow banner, has the number 612-702-2357, Cairo Contracting. And don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488.
People aggressively took over my ambulance. I was just here to promote my podcasts and not endorse any of these political candidates. And the next thing you know, I've got a Jason Lewis worker that has taken over my ambulance.
Hey!
How's it going?
Good.
Good to see you.
See you, Bob.
What's going on?
Good. John Cosmic.
Good to meet you.
Get up here.
Yeah, I met you before you took my picture.
Yeah, that's right.
You look a little better than you did last time. You look tan and ready.
You look healthy and not sickly like you
used to. Yeah, sickly.
Well, I know. What was it, like last fall or something like that?
Yeah, I was praying. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I wasn't tan. I've been tan now. I've been tan.
Well, how many parades have you been in?
I just do this one.
This is the one?
Yep, I have.
Hang on, don't fall off. I'm afraid that we don't want to kill
anyone. We're going to find an ambulance.
Well, great. It's good to see you.
Don't forget, I'm heading out to the convention and to the EAA air show for Alpha Systems. They make the famous Alpha Systems AOA angle of attack indicator.
The earth is hollow, and there are people living inside it. The earth is hollow, and there are people living inside it.
Bob Davis is crazy.
That's for sure. And we'll see you at the air show with Alpha Systems. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be great. The air show in Oshkosh. Don't forget, Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the banner there for more info at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, let me have that. This is why we have podcasts, so that you can listen without having a radio. The earth is hollow, and there are people living inside it. They're really nice, though. They're spiritually advanced.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's it going? Hey, everybody.
And definitely thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting and following on social media, and thanks for your donations for the Bob Davis Podcast's mobile podcast command unit 8. And thanks for listening to podcast 523 inside a parade, such as it is.
This is the first time that I've been able to actually have fun with my truck, because you can't do this.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? Just
you get arrested.
Walk? Yeah.
So I haven't been able to play my siren or anything. It's just hilarious.
It's fun. It's perfect for parade. Take it.
Is this it?
Is this it? Should I say that? Is this it? Is this it? I think this is it.
Is this it? Fabulous parade.
Bobby.
Yo.
Yeah, I just need water and I can't run anymore.
Well, we got water in the back if you want to jump in.
We got water right here.
You got it.
Or you're going to...
Well, I don't know. Where's everybody going?
I am.
Where did he go?
Let's ask him what he wants to do.
All right.
Does he want to do something with you right now?
I was watching... You know what I was watching last night? I'm looking forward to watching the rest tonight.
What's that?
Speaking of ambitions.
Yes.
I was watching Nevada Smith last night. You ever watch the movie Nevada Smith?
No. Haven't even heard of it.
It's got Steve McQueen in it, and it's about. It's actually really
nice,
good.
Nice.
A character. It wasn't a true story. A character created by Harold Robbins.
Oh, cool.
For the Carpetbaggers, the Max Sands character. Everybody.